Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. Today we will examine chapter 33 of the Book of Iyov, which opens with Elihu's call to his friend Iyov to be attentive and receptive to his presentation, uttered as an equal searching for the truth. Ve'ulam shmana Iyov milai, ve'chol dvarai ha'azina. Hinena patachti pi, dibra lishoni b'chiki. Yosher libi amarai, ve'dat sfatai barur milelu. Ruach el asatani, ve'nishmat shakai t'chayeni. However, Iyov, listen to my words. Pay attention to everything I say. I'm about to open my mouth. My words are on the tip of my tongue. My words come from an upright heart. My lips sincerely speak what I know. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. Elihu reiterates two fundamental principles in his philosophy and upon which his ensuing speeches are based. One was explicitly underscored in the previous chapter, namely, that the human soul is divine, chelek eloka mimal, and has the capacity to intuit moral truth. The second contradicts a thesis suggested earlier by Iyov's friends, namely, that original sin can explain human suffering. Elihu presumes that though every human being is fallible and inevitably mortal, he is born untainted and is accountable only for his own behavior. He rejects out of hand the contention made in various forms by the three comforters that Iyov's tragic losses and horrific pain must be retribution for his own misdeeds, overt and hidden. As he opens his presentation, Elihu presents himself as being no better and no worse than his audience, stating humbly, "Hen ani kificha la'el, mechomer koratzti gamani, hinei umati lo teva'atecha, ve'achfi alecha lo yichbad. I am the same as you in God's sight. I too was formed from clay. No fear of me should alarm you, nor should my hand be heavy on you." He then proceeds to encapsulate Iyov's self-defense, as well as Iyov's complaints against God, perhaps to reassure him that he has taken his words very seriously. He quotes Iyov, "Zachani, bli pesha, chafa nochi, velo avon li. Hen tnuot alai yimtza, yachsheveni leoyev lo, yasem basad raglai, yishmo kol orchotai. I'm clean without transgression. I'm innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he finds occasions against me. He counts me for his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks. He marks all my paths." Malbim points out that Elihu stresses a principle upon which all of them, the friends and Iyov as well, can agree. Man's actions, be they good or evil, do not affect the perfect, immutable God. Man's deeds can only affect himself, maybe other human beings, and the world in which he lives, but never Hashem. Thus he states in verse 12, "But I tell you, in this you are not right, for God is greater than any mortal." Ramban paraphrases this verse. Even if you are absolutely innocent, you are wrong to conclude that God is unjust. Sfono explains that Iyov may have been blameless before he was struck with boils, but in his agony, his religious thought has become warped, leading him to conclude that the world is run by two competing forces, the benevolent and the evil. Malbim, on the other hand, explains that when God had not answered Iov's cries and demands, he concluded that Hashem had abandoned the world and it was being operated by indifferent and amoral forces. Unlike the three comforters, Elihu refuses to scrutinize Iov's behavior. Instead, he wants to correct Iov's attitude by offering an alternate explanation for pain and God's supposed silence in the face of human suffering. Ki be'achat yedaber kel, ubishtaim lo yishuena. For God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. If God reacts to man's behavior, it is only out of concern for the human whom he fashioned so lovingly. Consequently, God communicates with man in one of two ways. The first is described in verses 15 through 17. Bechalom, chezion laila, binfol tardema lanashim, bitnumot alei mishkav. אז יגלה אוזן אנשים, ובמוסרם יחתום. להסיר אדם מעשה, וגבה מגבר יחסה. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and impress upon them his rebuke, to turn a man from an action and purge his arrogance. Rashi interprets geva as pride, the hidden sin that had tinted Iov's personality. Rabbi David Shapiro, in his book Studies in Jewish Thought, illuminates this chapter and explains that prophetic dreams that come either directly or through God's messengers, expose man to the truth about himself, his inner drives and desires. They can help draw a person away from the evil deeds and free him from grandiose self-righteousness. Their purpose is to prevent self-destructive tendencies in this world and in the next, as Elihu states in verse 18. יחסוך נפשו מנישחת וחייתו מעבור בשלח. Thereby, meaning by the dreams, he spares the human soul from falling in the pit and saves the human life from perishing by the sword. Should a person not heed the messages inherent in dreams, God strikes with pain and illness. והוכח במחוב על משכבו, ורוב עצמיו איתן. וזיהמתו חייתו לחם, ונפשו מאכל תאווה. יחל בשרו מרועי, ושופו עצמותיו לא ראו. Or he may be chastened upon his bed, with his bones all stiffened, so his body finds food repulsive, loathing even delicacies. His flesh is consumed until it cannot be seen, and bones corrode to unsightliness. Accordingly, suffering can awaken a person to examine his priorities, seek out meaning, and foster a closer relationship to God. And in the process, the suffering person can redeem himself from everlasting death. Iov has been experiencing both frightening dreams and excruciating suffering, but has not heeded the messages. So, Elihu explains that if Iov can find but one messenger who can interpret God's messages, and if Iov will heed them, he can be restored to full health and youthful vigor. אם יש עליו מלאך מליץ אחד מני א' להגיד לאדם יושרו, ויחוננו, ויאמר פדאהו, מרדת שחת, מצאתי כופר. If he has but one angel, an intercessor, one among a thousand to vouch for a man's uprightness, then God is gracious to him and says, redeem him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. These difficult verses were incorporated into the liturgy of Kaparot on Erev Yom Kippur, and we will rely on various commentaries to decipher their meaning. On the surface, it seems that Elihu is positioning himself as the heaven-sent messenger who will advocate for Iyov and arrange for divine pardon. But Amos Chacham suggests that a closer reading would link this verse to the previous one, indicating that if a person would pick up even a smidgen, one out of a thousand of the messages that Hashem sends him, and comes to understand that God is merciful and deeply concerned with man's well-being, he would comprehend that his suffering is not meaningless and can serve to redeem him. That would be sufficient to save his soul from everlasting death. Malbim, on the other hand, suggests that the interceding angel is none other than a redeeming mitzvah that can save a soul from perdition. No human can assess the power and impact of his actions and their long-term impact on the lives of others and on one's own fate. When a good person is struck by calamity, his family or friends can pray to Hashem, pointing out the positive influence he or she had on their lives, and in so doing, they become angels that can redeem their loved one's eternal life. Accordingly, one may conclude that Elihu is admonishing the three friends, telling them that instead of casting fault, they should be praying for Iyov, and they should be advocating for an innocent and righteous man who has done so much good. As the concluding verses affirm, Elihu points out that suffering is never without purpose, and the Almighty uses it to redirect a person's intention and thereby save him from perdition. God uses various means to engage the human soul. To the awakened conscience, Hashem responds by rehabilitating his mind and body. Rut pash psaro minoar, yashuv liyemei alumav, yetar el eloka veyeratzehu, vayar panav bitrua, vayashev le'enosh tzidkato. His flesh is more tender than a child's. He returns to the days of his youth. He then prays to God, who is favorable to him. He will joyfully see God's face as God restores to man his righteousness. As God vindicates man, man justifies God, each drawing closer to the other, after which the individual who has been restored stands in front of his community and confesses that Hashem saved him from physical and spiritual corruption despite his mortal faults and foibles. Yashor anashim vayomer, chatati veyashar, heviti velo shaveli, pada nafsho ma'avor bashachat, v'chayato ba'or tir'eh. In the presence of others, he will say, quote, I have sinned. I perverted what is right, but it did not profit me. So Hashem redeemed my soul, which is his, from passing into corruption, and allowed my life, which is his, to see the light. Thank you for learning with me. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Razel Rochel Bat Arye Leib, and for Rachel Zeitlin, Rochel bat Shlomo, Alehen HaShalom.